The crowd erupted in cheers as the Bolts scored their first goal to tie the game in the second period. Edward Chacon is one of the many diehard Lightning fans. He's been to all the home games this season. He believes the Bolts' playoff run has brought the community together.
Last game they had out here, which was game three, or game two, the fire marshal shut the arena down because there was too many people out here. So, yeah, as a whole, I think Tampa has come together, and everybody stands behind the Bolts right now.
Speaking of standing behind the Bolts, we spotted Allison Bowers as she goes shopping for a Lightning shirt. Like Edward, she bought tickets to all the home games for the season. For her, it doesn't really matter if she spent more than $1,000 for her favorite team.
You gotta back your teams. If you don't back your teams, they go somewhere else. We want them here, so.
We also met some diehard Blackhawk fans who flew down all the way from Chicago to Tampa just to watch Game 5. Bill Danihill, a fan for more than 50 years, does not mind spending a couple of $1,000.
We're having fun. This doesn't happen all the time, so you take it when you can get it.
But now that the ticket prices for Game 6 in Chicago cost more than $10,000, does Bill still want to see the game live?
No. I flew down for this game. I'm done spending.
Game 6 is tonight at 8 in Chicago. The Lightning are hosting a watch party inside Amalie Arena. If the Blackhawks win, they are the Stanley Cup champions. If the Lightning wins Game 6, the decisive Game 7 will be in Tampa on Wednesday. For WMNF News, I am Nina Borshunkula in Tampa.